Drop Everything and Read Day is celebrated nationwide in April. It was inspired by a children's author, Beverly Cleary, in her book, Ramona Quimby, Age 8. Well, on a specific day this month, in fact, it's this Sunday, Texas will claim its own Drop Everything and Read Day. The Texas Association of Authors has dubbed April 12th Dear Texas Day. Drop Everything and Read. That's the acronym. Alan Bourgeois founded and directs the group. He joins us now to talk about this weekend's events. First, before we go to the events, Alan, why do you want to do this in the first place?
Being a writer, an author, I know that a lot of people are moving more and more towards electronic aspect, and we're losing readers. We're losing creative flow. So that was one aspect of it. Try to find a way to encourage people to enjoy a book on a given day. The other aspect was, as part of the Texas Association of Authors, was to help promote Texas authors.
We hear about these sorts of events quite often, and it seems to me that they're very often kid-focused. This is not so much for the youngsters.
Correct. And as you had mentioned earlier, HarperCollins had started it for their children's division, which is great. And the schools and the libraries, they do it every year. But you stop at that point. We wanted to remind people my generation, 50 plus, the kids that are in UT, and just everybody, that reading is enjoyable and to get back in touch with that.
Give me some names of Texas authors that if we really wanted to celebrate Dear Texas Day, we couldn't go wrong.
Famous people, I can't say because I'm so used to dealing with all the newer ones.
Well, hit me with some names.
Well, we have 30 that we're presenting at the State Capitol on April 11th to kick off the event. They're all award-winning authors. They have a wide variety of books, from children's books to biographies to autobiographies, fiction, a whole slew of good stuff.
What is it about Texas and book writing? I mean, is there something about this place that especially inspires writers?
Yes, and that's because of the wide variety Texas offers. You have people from the deserts, the plains, the East Texas forest, the Gulf Coast. They're all writing about the areas that they live within. But it's also the wide mix of people that are here too. The industries are just as big as the country is. So you have all these mixes coming and going, and people just really enjoy writing here in Texas.
Let's get to the events. What's actually happening and where do you go?
April 11th, providing it's not raining, we are having an event at the State Capitol on the South Steps at 12 o'clock. There'll be some political speeches as well as introducing some of the winners and just kicking off the event and letting people know that this event does exist on April 12th. April 12th, we have 24 cities across the state with 30 bookstores and 86 authors, all between the hours pretty much of 1 to 4, doing a book signing, a book reading, all across the state. It's a huge event. It's never been done before in this context, and we're excited to be able to do it.
Author Alan Bourgeois founded and directs the Texas Association of Authors. Drop Everything and Read Texas Day is April 12th. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.